The Ajahn is Sati awareness. So, yeah, I would say there's a few ways to define it. One is like truth discerning awareness, and then we discern things within four foundations. So, this aware of feelings as feelings, aware of thoughts as thought, and so it's training the awareness within certain parameters. So Samma Sati, Ajahn Pagura was teaching about this morning. So cats have awareness as they kill mice. Mass murderers have awareness as they stalk their next victim. So it's a very particular type of awareness. It's often talked about as mindfulness with clear comprehension. So this is where the right view aspect of the training comes, you know, they go together with Ajahn Chah. It's really from that talk of Ajahn Chah. So there's eight factors, but actually it's the one path we have to walk. And we divide it so that we can look at it from different angles to understand it. But actually many of these things have to function together. There's the wisdom component as well as the awareness component. So, but we do this, we really want to understand what it is. So, you know, truth discerning awareness, and you're trying to understand the truth of the body and the mind. So you're training the awareness within the body. So you just want to know the body as a body, physical feelings as physical feelings, mental feelings as mental feelings, memories which become thoughts, thoughts as thoughts. So you're training in Sammasati. The more you meditate, you also have a sense of when mindfulness is fuzzy, mindfulness is clear, mindfulness is broken, when mindfulness is consistent. So this is the best way to understand what sati is to meditate a lot. And as we're doing, and you just get that sense, I'm really aware of the in-breath, I'm really aware of the out-breath, I'm really aware of the, not I, sorry, conventions of speech. There is awareness of the in-breath, there is awareness of the out-breath, there's the space, and the awareness is within the body, knowing the breath. Okay, that's sati, and it's good sati, based on the breath. And you're starting to think a thought, and you know you're starting to think a thought, that's sati, that's samma sati. If 5 minutes into the fantasy about the way the cook didn't get the noodles right, if you know, or the how it would have been more delicious, or, you know, whatever, then you know mindfulness is weak. It's like you get the fantasy or the reaction 5 minutes into it, mindfulness is weak. So it's training and it's starting again, going back to the breath, knowing a breath is a breath, and knowing a feeling is a feeling. And another way to check if sati is good is that there's a strong sense of self. Mindfulness is weak. It's like, I can't stand my knee pain. That's when there's weak sati. Doesn't mean that there isn't any, there's some. But good mindfulness sees knee pain as knee pain. The physical body is a physical body, and the pain is the pain occurring in the same space. It doesn't make a self out of it. That's good sati. So we can get a sense for how reactive, how much do you not like it. And then you know sati isn't very strong. If sati is strong, a certain amount of detachment and equanimity. So I hope that's helpful. Mm-hmm.